The new single by Bang Flow recording artist T-Law is out. It's called Coming For You, produced by Insane Beats. The single features Beats and Charismatic. It's available on all streaming platforms. Make sure y'all go cop that new T-Law. Coming For You. This week on Riders Live, we talking to the ladies, y'all. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wild fowl guy. They call him rock the riders, rock the riders. They call him the wild fowl guy. They call him rock the riders, rock the riders. They call him the wild fowl guy. They call him punt.
Welcome to Riders Live. This is another episode of Riders Live, Season 3. Ladies, would y'all like to introduce yourself from top to bottom, left to right?
My name is Lady T.
I'm Kay Monet.
I am the infamous Max.
That's what's up. So today on Riders Live, we're going to talk about control and power. So the control that women have, like in the dating process and things of that nature. So I'm gonna ask the questions and we gonna answer them in the order that y'all made y'all formal introductions, all right?
Okay.
So one question everybody answer, just try to keep it down to like 3 minutes or something like that. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
So how does it feel when dating, you already know the outcome of the night can go to the highest expectation that you want. What does that feel like?
I'm not sure I fully understand the question.
So like, okay, guys, when we meet girls, we don't know what's gonna happen. We don't know if we're gonna get to first base, second base, third base, hit a home run. Y'all already know how far y'all gonna go. I guess how you like the person, if you interested in them, if you're attracted to them. So I wanna know from a woman's perspective, what is that like? What is that feeling like?
My perspective is like, when it comes to dating, it gotta be a vibe. Like we got a vibe. Especially we got to be connected for one, you know, so you're not going to get third base, whatever base you're trying to get to. Like, I want to get to know you and see if we connect more so on the spiritual. When I was younger, it's like, okay, I ain't looking for none of that, you know, but as I got older, I'm like, you know what, I'm spiritually connected. And if we vibing, we can take it somewhere.
So what is that power like to predict the outcome of the date? That is the question that I'm asking.
What is the power like? I mean, you could dictate, you know, whether you want to be with this person. I could look at a man and just go out on one day to know whether this is going to be seasonal or if this is going to be lifetime. So it's all about, you know, like I said, about vibing and you know, if our chemistry not there, it ain't gonna work. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay, Kelly.
I would say before even going out with that person, I would have had to have several conversations to even know if I want to bother going out with that person.
Right.
Also at the same time, I have certain principles and standards that I set for myself that off the bat, I know that this is only going to go so far physically on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
What's most important to me on that first date is really getting to know that person. I'm not one to talk a whole lot about exes. And actually, it's a turnoff if he talks a lot about exes. The purpose of the date is to get to know each other. I don't need to know more about your ex than I do about you. So like I said before, I already come up with the premise that I'm only going to go so far with this person. And future dates will be contingent upon the chemistry and the vibe that we have together on that first date. Because sometimes the script can kind of flip after those initial conversations on the phone. They may be a little bit different in person, or maybe you don't find yourself as attracted to them as you might have anticipated being once you actually in person. You know, but like I said, off the jump, I set a certain precedence for myself that I'm only going so far on this first date. So does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. But you would think that during the courtship phase that some of those things would be getting checked off before you even, you know, try to meet up with the person. So go ahead, Max.
Well, to have power, really, it is overwhelming because it's like I have power over shit. The dating pool got piss in it. You know, I'm just going to keep real with you. They ain't the same like they was before. They're not raised the same. They don't have the same morals. It just ain't the same. Therefore, going in, if I feel like fucking, I'm fucking. If I don't, I don't. I don't really, it's not really a give or take with me. It's just because you're not giving me much to work with. I'm just saying, either I'm going to go to the stove or I'll take you home. I prefer to take you home. I don't like plastic. But, you know, if so, you know, Jesus got somebody in the back that he ain't sent yet, you know, that's, you know, got the shit together, at least 80% together, you know, at least I'm not asking for a perfection or anything like that, then yeah, I would feel better about having that type of control going forward. But right now it's just like holding a bomb in my hand. Like, okay, I got the pussy power. Shit. Who am I going to break now? You know, like, I ain't even trying to be here to be mean. I'm just like, yo.
Right.
Right. With great pussy comes great responsibility.
It does. It does. It's like, oh, shit. I got to carry this big old wolf pussy around and shit and keep clean and dry. Motherfuckers just,
It's definitely a lot of power when it comes to having sex, you know. That's why I feel like if you're in a relationship or before you even get to that level, you got to make sure he, you know, right for you mentally, spiritually, emotionally, because there's some crazy people out here. And when you give up the cookie, you know what I mean? A lot of men can't handle it.
You can't put too much on them at one time. It go both ways. Even though this is not about me, I'm just saying. You can't put too much on them at one time.
That's true.
You asked for a she-woman, and that's who show up. Don't be mad because you couldn't handle my cake. That's all I got to say about that. You asked for it. I just said I'm coming. I didn't say nothing else. You do that.
I heard that. So look, is it a difference preparing for a date that, you know, for somebody that you're more interested in as opposed to somebody you like, damn, I'm going to just do it.
Some of y'all get the granny panties and some of y'all get Savage Fenty. You goddamn right. Shit, everybody ain't worth the leopard. I'm sorry. I jumped out of turn. My bad. I'm so
okay,
sorry.
Look. So we could go from Max to Kelly to Lady T now. Go, Max. You can answer.
But yeah, I have to have a ton of kind of boundary because everybody can't get the gymnastics or whatnot because I throw my back out and then when I really perform, I ain't shit because, you know, I done fucked up and performed for clown and now King's in. I'm sorry, it hurts. You know, I don't want to be like that. So it's pretty much based on, yeah, how much I like you. Yeah, you might get some granny panties and a pull to the side. That's pretty much as far as we going, bro. You didn't tell me the specs on, you know, bringing this pussy here. You just told me you wanted some pussy. So, hey, I'm swinging his pants to the side, the granny panties, and we're going to move like that.
No, that's right. What about you, Kelly?
Oh, I'm still laughing from her. I would say I would come to everybody on the even playing field because if I even bother to see you in person, that means that there's some type of interest there. So I wouldn't say, oh, I'm not so interested in him. I'm wearing the granny panties, whereas I really like him and I'm going to wear the thong. I mean, I don't, you know, make a choice like that. So I come with it even, you know, all together.
You so sweet. Everybody come with an A+ in the class, huh? You so special.
But it takes something to get me there for the first date, though.
So look, somebody that you like, this is what I'm trying to ask y'all. This is the gist, like, deep. Do you put on like matching panties and brow and anticipation for somebody that you like, as opposed to honestly, a motherfucker who just like, man, you know.
I don't even own matching panty and bra. It is not that serious. As long as it's clean, that's all that matters to me. Straight up, thanks. I don't even have a matching. I'm just being real.
Okay.
That's the stuff.
I'm going to come as me, period.
That part.
Okay.
I might not even have no drawers on. I'm matching with my
that look.
Hey, trench coats work. Can you stand around?
Look, that part.
What about you, Lady T?
I like to be as comfortable as possible. So me, I really don't like underwear. So it really wouldn't matter what I wear. But I do believe in like being romantic and being, you know, sexy for my partner. So, you know, hey, but for me, I like to be comfortable too. You know what I mean? So it depends on my mood. You know what I mean? But if say we going on a date, or we going, you know, I know what it's going to be after this date or after we go out and we, this my boo, then I'm going to make it sexy for him.
Mm-hmm. How important is kissing? Like, is kissing a deal breaker, or is it just like lighter fluid onto the situation?
If he can't kiss, it's a deal breaker.
I'm sorry. I had a whole moment. I had a flashback. I'm sorry. All I could think about was, ooh, I don't kiss on the mouth to everybody. You got me. I'm sorry. But yes, kissing is important. Kissing is
extremely.
Kissing is, I'll go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's your turn. It's your turn down. So we're going to do it like this. One, two, three. Like that. Go ahead.
Okay. So actually, kissing for me, I love kissing. Like, that's to me, that's a part of intimacy. It's just like, if you gotta get a good kisser, like it's a major turnoff to me, you know. So I think kissing is one of the most important parts of intimacy.
What about you, Kelly?
No, I totally agree. I mean, I've not seen somebody again because they couldn't kiss. Seriously. So yeah, it's potentially a deal breaker.
I'm gonna learn how to kiss.
Anytime it makes somebody say ill, you know, I've had those thoughts before, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was it. I don't care how nice you are. It was nice meeting you. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, what's a good kiss, Kelly? What's a good kiss?
Not too wet, not too dry. I prefer a full lip man, not skinny like Michael Jackson's lips. don't have to be big like Steve Harvey either, but you know, I'm not sure how
else. You don't want to be kissing no booty lip, motherfucker.
I don't know if I was seeing one of those in person or not, but yeah.
Okay. What about you, Max?
Man. Shit, you know what? I really can't be discriminatory on the lips, because if you put them in the right place, I can respect you. You know what I mean? If you don't read a world with them lips, like, you got thin lips, you probably shouldn't talk to me. You should probably just be down there talking to her. Don't even bother talking to me, you know. But if you, you know, got some nice firm ones like your ancestors supposed to get you and whatnot, and yeah, all day, buddy, all in the grocery store, deaf, and all in the parking lot, stoplight and shit. I'm that motherfucker. I like that stoplight. Like, bang, it's a red light, bang, you know. And I'm,
yeah,
you know, it's a connection thing with me, you know. It's like, if I connect with you enough to want to slop, spit, and swallow your shit, man, we cool in the motherfucker. You know, we cool.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. I know that's right.
Don't kiss for fucking 8 hours, and then you ain't kissed this motherfucker one time. You gave him a peck on the cheek, and you like, damn, where's the love?
Yeah. Yeah, that shit. I hear that. So, is there anybody that you ever dated and like told one of your friends, like, you know, he a nice guy, but he not for me, and like maybe one of your friends dated the guy like with your permission or something? And you ever had any regrets that, like, man, I should have talked to him. I should have gave him a chance. Come on, Mags, it's on you.
Ain't no good. No, I ain't never passed no penis on, you know, because it's weird. A lot of my friends, we're not attracted to the same dude. So if I say like, okay, this dude's nice, but I'm not feeling him, I'm probably already hitting the shit was trash. So it's like, you don't even want to go there, sis. I don't even want you to pick up that trash off the curb. Just leave that shit there. Let the trash man pick that shit up. You know, I don't really believe in sharing dicks like that unless we just doing threesomes and shit. Like, we might as well. Why the fuck cut the middleman out? I'm just saying. So 9 times out of 10, you won't hear me say, hey, sis, he cool, but not for me. You fuck with him. Like, they not even attracted to the same weirdos I like. You know, we all got our different slices of cheesecake.
Mm. Right. Mm. You, Kelly.
Well, for one, that's never happened. But if I wasn't digging somebody, it's for a reason, and I wouldn't necessarily want to put that off on a friend.
I know that's right. Go ahead.
But just like what Max said, most of my close friends and I, we don't like the same kind of guy. So, I mean, it's never been a thing.
That's what's up. What about you, Lady T? Yes, sir.
Well, I'm definitely not passing my nothing to my friend because I may want to double back. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Flash back, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you may want to double back. So you just, that's enough for me.
So I was looking on the internet today and like when I was in high school, I was a quiet guy. I was a little popular. I could keep secrets. And I learned early, never run your mouth or no shit like that. So I seen somebody today in my high school fucking group. He was talking about one of the gym teachers having sex with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the gym teacher hit more girls than him, but it's probably because he was running his fucking mouth. So how do y'all feel about niggas running their fucking mouth? And and it's not even all of that.
Mm.
So do y'all like guys with mystique, loud dudes, roughnecks? Like, what's your particular preferences? Lady T, you first.
My particular preference in a man is I love a manly man. I love a man that can lead his family, you know what I mean? And I don't have a problem being, if I'm your wife, to submit to my significant other, but I don't want you to be no punk, you know what I'm saying? But I want you to be gentle, kind to me, you know, and be rough to the niggas in the streets. So yeah, that's the type of man I need, you know.
Gangsta. What about you, Kelly?
Well, you've asked kind of like two questions within this one. Regarding my preference, I'm a sapiosexual. That means that I'm attracted to intelligence. So when a man is smart, that is sexy to me. I don't really care about his level of, you know, extroversion. He could be an extrovert, he could be an introvert. I really don't care about that. As far as talking a lot is concerned, I think that's a sign of immaturity if you're talking about your, I guess you call conquest. You know, I keep my business, my personal business to myself, and I expect my guy to as well. So, you know, be discreet. It's not like be a secret, but just, you don't have to say all our business. It's not a secret that we're together, but you don't have to give out the intimate details of what we do.
Exactly.
That's a deal breaker.
What about you, Max?
Man, I got problems. You know what it is? Y'all remember on Boomerang when the dude was like, I like women across the board. I like women. I fucking love men. Like, the fact that God created such, it's not just the dick. It's the whole head to toe and the way it comes together and the way they get down, they swag, the way they move, the way they fucking smell. It's amazing to me. So I don't really have what I would say a checklist preference. You just can't come with no ignorant shit. You know what I mean? I just appreciate if you used at least the 12 grades that you went through. That'd be dope. You know, if you didn't get to college, I understand. But just use the basic primary grade level common sense and we can get along. Because like I said, the dating pool got piss in it. So I can't expect a lot, you know? And if you surprise me, hey, it's my birthday again. I'm happy, you know? But I can't nitpick. I can't nitpick in a pool of what the fuck.
I get it. I
mean, the good ones is either married, fucking in prison for 50 years, goddamn, I just don't have the patience for the extra shit, you know. So
don't lose hope.
No, I'm gonna do me. But geez, oh Lord, they must be way in the back of the shelf with the Dairy Queen. I got to dig under the damn shelf, get on my knees, find that good shit.
Okay, look,
cats, baby.
So check this out. I'm gonna give y'all a list of three men, and we're gonna play this game. Y'all the first collective of ladies to play this game. It's called Smash, Pass, or Dash. So you really just gonna get with one of the dudes. You're gonna actually pass one of the dudes to a friend, and the other dude you're just not gonna be bothered with. So you're gonna dash on them. So y'all understand the game? Okay, we're gonna start with you, Mags. These are the first three.
Gotcha.
Brad Pitt, Russell Wilson, and Method Man.
Damn, I just came a little bit. I'm sorry. Definitely smashing Method. I had a crush on that man since before I knew what to do with my pussy. I mean, God. Woo. One time. Definitely smashing Method. I'm going to have to pass on Russell.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Russell passing to one of my older homegirls that, you know, need some preaching shit. And, you know, Brad Pitt, I'm going to pass to the homegirl I got in mind because she needs some of that in her life. She needs some of that in her life, I think.
So you just gonna dash on Russell Wilson?
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Mm. Okay.
Well, she said she was passing on Russell.
No, you pass him to a friend.
And passing Russell to a friend.
Right.
Yeah. And dashing on Brad.
Okay. What about you, Kelly? These are your options. You don't get the same selection as she get. Okay. Michael Jordan, LL Cool J, and Chris Hemsworth. That's Thor.
LL. I've been loving LL for years.
It's okay. Deep, baby. It's deep.
I pass Jordan and then dash Chris.
Okay. Lady T.
Yes.
Steph Curry.
Mm.
Common and The Rock. Dwayne Johnson.
You made hers hard.
Damn.
That's right there, pimp.
I will smash Steve Curry. I'm a fan. I love him. Damn. Shit. I will pass. Damn. What was the other one? Steve Curry.
Common and The Rock.
Common. I will pass Common and dash The Rock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mags.
Yes, sir.
Ice Cube, Lorenz Tate, and Allen Iverson.
Okay, that's kind of simple. I'm dashing Allen. If I smash one, can the other watch? Is that an option?
Yeah.
Ooh, Ice Cube, great, man. But you know what? I'm smashing Tate because that boy, shit, since the ink well, I'm going to get on that beach. I ain't lying. And
he's a cutie pie.
Oh, forever. I think he's a vampire. I really think he got some other shit going on because the boy don't age. And when he do, it's just like, perfection. Yeah, I don't know. What's that about? That with that man shit.
Yeah.
And the other option, what was the other option?
Ice Cube.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna have to pass Cube to the homie, man. God damn, but I'm gonna look at the video. I'm looking at the video. Please believe it.
Okay. You ready, Kelly, for your second round?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Robert Downey Jr., Martin, and Future.
Dash and Future. Who was number two again?
Martin.
Why you gotta make this hard? I don't know. Cause see, I really don't typically dig white dudes. But I'm really not that attracted to Martin.
Martin is not white. I'm talking
about. I know. I'm talking about Robert.
Oh, okay.
I'll go ahead and say smash for him, even though I typically don't like white guys. And then I would pass Martin. Martin is funny. I just not physically attracted to him.
It's hard to get there with Marty Marr, ain't it? This is like, all I see is Jerome. I can't even.
There you go. There you go.
Okay, Lady T, you got Jamie Foxx, Tupac, and Marlon Wayans.
I'm definitely.
Why she gotta have a better one than me?
I forgot about the other ones. Pac, I'm definitely smashed. Marlon Wayans, I'm a pass, Marlon. And what was that? Who was that?
Jamie Foxx, Marlon. Jamie Foxx,
I'm a dash. Tupac.
Really? And you're smashing Tupac. Tupac Resurrection.
Man, look, I was gonna get a picture, a tattoo of Pac's face on me. That's how much I love Pac. So I'm definitely smashing Pac.
Okay. I ain't letting nobody mark. I mean, I ain't even like no motherfucking hickeys and shit. Like, fuck that.
Man, Pac is just a different. I don't know, like Pac, a different breed though, like, yeah.
Okay, here's the last one for all of y'all. This is gonna be like the sugar daddy edition and shit.
Jitcha, all three.
Billy D. Williams.
Mahogany.
Ron Isley, and Muhammad Ali. I got these picks from close listeners to the show.
Okay.
So they put this up because they knew you was gonna be on here, Max.
Oh shit, Muhammad Ali, we dashing Muhammad because I can't understand shit that motherfucker. I need to be able to understand you, sir. So.
Oh my god.
Okay. The other two. What's the other two again?
Billy D. Williams and Ronald Isley.
Oh Lord.
Damn.
Dude. Oh shit. Damn. That line, because I'm gonna need one of them to hold the camera. I'm sorry. God damn. Okay. I'm gonna pass Billy D to the homie and I'm smashing Ron. Numerous. Okay.
Well. Making love in between the sheet. Okay.
Sugar daddy.
Go on, Kelly.
Well, I gotta dash the champ because with that Parkinson's, he shakes so much he wouldn't be able to stay in. I'm kind of at a toss between Billy D because he's more handsome than Ron, but Ron is so smooth and he can sing. I don't know. You know what? I'm gonna be like my girl Meg, so I'm gonna say smash Ron and pass Billy and dash the champ.
Okay, Lady T, what about you?
I'm gonna smash Billy D. Williams. I'm a pass Ronald Isley and I'm a dash the champ.
Go get that Colt 45 dick, huh, girl? She.
Oh, you a mess.
Okay, I'm gonna ask all y'all this and just be brief as possible. Okay, Lady T first. If you could build your perfect man, 5 qualities from anybody, who would it be? If you could make your one man, your perfect man out of 5 people, you don't even have to name the attributes, but if you can, that'd be cool.
5 people that I know or anybody?
Anybody in the world.
Okay.
They can be a cartoon character, anybody.
So I gotta name them, right?
No, just say, hey, I'll take this person brain, I'll take this one ass, I'll take this one body. I like how this one dress.
I will take my father's heart. I will take Tupac's courage. I will take Will Smith's wisdom. I will take my pastor's.
Cool. That's cool. Three things. Okay, that's cool. Three things to build your perfect man. Not a tin man, a perfect man.
You talking to me? Oh, he's
Kelly.
Kelly.
Okay. We'll talk about physical features. Boris Kojo's face with LL Cool J's body. Maybe Obama's brain and swag. And I don't know. That's about all I get right now.
Okay. It still seemed like a complete person to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about you, Max?
Well, I would take both they men and put Albert Einstein's brain inside that motherfucker. Boy, we all day long to talk about equations and shit like that there, man. Yeah. Them niggas look good in the club like that. Them niggas look good. And I was just sitting here thinking Obama's brain. Yeah, I know Michelle be all up and down that pole. Like, just talk to me in that shit you be talking. And give me a speech, Nick. Give me a speech. No, go away. And nothing like a man that don't use the word huh in his fucking conversation when you're talking to him.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know. Fuck you mean you don't know? You've been on this earth over 40 years. You don't fucking know? What?
Exactly. What is the number one thing that turns you off about a male?
Ooh.
Older.
Older. Older?
Yes.
Okay. Older.
Okay.
Like, you need to take a shower and put on some, yes.
Bad.
I said that's about the number one thing. Stay away from me.
Baby. Mm.
So it's older for all y'all, of course.
I would say I don't like men that's controlling. Yeah. That's a problem.
I'm very. Mm-hmm. What about you, Max?
Like them bare minimum motherfuckers. That motherfucker that just show up for class and don't show up, don't put no work. Don't put no homework on the table. Don't do no tests. Nigga just in the class and shit. I'm just like, you just here, right? You just present. My nigga, that's all we doing, right?
But some of them were funny though.
And I'm just like, wow, bare minimum. This what we doing. Interesting.
With Deborah Cox fucking music in the background. How did we get here?
The bedroom came first.
I'm supposed to be here.
The bedroom came first. That's how he got the.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm a firm believer. Sometimes you just gotta take things for what they are. You can't make them more or less.
Indeed, that's why I believe everybody should have one for every day of the week. That way, if Tuesday I can up, you can call Wednesday, and if Wednesday I can up, here come Thursday. You know, and it just works. It just works for everybody. You know, sick of this shit.
That's one of the best things about being grown. Long as you got understanding and communication.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. I worked hard to do what the fuck I want to do to an extent. Mm-hmm. All my life I've been lied to and shit. Now I find out some shit that was not. Damn it, I'm grown. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. I'm free.
And women appreciate honesty. Men too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Just say what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you told me that shit. I'm gonna just have to break you off some of this pussy one time. You ain't gonna get it no more.
Bless you one time, like a
unicorn. That one time be like a drug.
Call it like your birthday.
It can be.
Mm-hmm. I hate them drug addicted motherfuckers. Ooh, wee, them toxic dick motherfuckers, boy. They need to wrap up. That shit is, they don't even buy the health department, ain't called them already. That toxic as fuck. You just toxic. Got the bitch to rethinking her whole life because you toxic. Man. You can't be nice with the dick. That's don't match. Sheesh.
I heard that. So, hey, I appreciate y'all coming to Riders Live. Y'all are the first ladies to play Smash, Pass, or Dash as a collective on the season 3 episode of Riders Live. I appreciate y'all coming through. Any final thoughts y'all want to leave with the listeners? Just make it short and sweet.
If I didn't say anything, know yourself before you love anybody else, because if a star player can't play, the whole fucking team is going to sink, okay?
That part.
Be selfish. It's okay.
Right.
I definitely want to say one thing I want to say is that families, people got to stick together, love each other, you know, and grind and be great at whatever it is that you do, you know? And don't look for other people to expect things out of you that they don't expect out of themselves. So you got to be great for you and your family. So
definitely.
I agree. What about you, Kelly?
I don't know if I have a lot of words of wisdom, but just this has been a pleasure meeting both of you ladies. And you being too. A part of this, it's been a blast, and I hope to do it again someday.
Yeah, absolutely. Likewise.
Okay. His original round table has been established.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that part.
Well, I would like to thank Lady T, Kelly, and Max for coming on to Riders Live. This has been another episode. Thank you.
Thank you.